Did you have any other names for a blackjack?
They called them billies and blackjack. Mm-hmm. Well, they had, we had what they call a slapper, which is flat. It's round about 2 or 3 inches, like that. And it's got the leather over it, and you hit them with the broad side.
Did
and
it
that,
have
and that, you slap them upside the head, and it doesn't cut them.
Does
like
it have
the
lead
ram.
In it?
Yeah.
Is the lead shot or solid or what?
It's solid, but it's flat. Mm-hmm. About a half inch thick.
So. And in a blackjack, is the lead solid in there? Is it
yeah,
lead
it's,
shot?
It's lead with a piece of rope or something on the end made in it, which fits your mm-hmm. leather fits right over it like the lead. It's has a padding under it, but that doesn't absorb the shock, boy.
Wow.
It's a shock too when they hit you with it.
Oh, what kind of people are habitually arrested by policemen?
Drunks.
Other types too, other than drunks.
Well, the law breakers, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. These you might not want to answer some of these questions. I don't know whether you want to answer them or not, but I'm going to try to list them anyway. What are some names for prostitutes around here?
Well, prostitutes, what they call, or they call them red light districts, or just plain whores.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the user call them around here.
Now, what is the building that several prostitutes work in?
Well, they call that the lewd house or red light district.
Mm-hmm. And who is the man who manages prostitutes?
Well, he's the pimp.
I read an interesting article on
we had a man here, if you remember reading it not long ago, where the fellow was doing that and wasn't paying off his hired hands, and he got himself in a real bad shape because he got him across the line. You remember? And that's a serious offense.
Oh, yeah. That.
You remember that? I believe the fellow's name was Smith.
Huh.
Last name.
Carried him across the state line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
And what's that law?
That's a federal law.
Yeah, they set it up.
Oh, that's slavery.
White slavery.
Yeah, and it's another name, too. I can't think
that movie we saw was the law they were worried about.
Uh-huh.
The Mann Act.
Mann
Act.
It was set, that law was passed to get at a bunch of politicians. Did you know that?
I didn't really know that.
It was. But it's, I guess they've been using it ever since. Huh. You mentioned drunks. How would you distinguish between a man who drank all the time and a man who kind of drunk, went out and got drunk, got kind of wild and got arrested? Is there any distinction in your mind?
Well, there's some people that drink. Mm-hmm. I'm not a drinking man, never have been. But I helped win the war fighting drunks. I was in the military for 5 years, so I had a lot of time to observe it. And I noticed that whatever frame of mind the man was in when he got drunk, it came out. If he was loving, I've had him to want to just hug my neck. Some of the servicemen, they didn't know me. I didn't know them. And some would, when I approached him, he'd just want to give me his shoes if he didn't have something else to give me. And the other guy, when the first thing I'd say to him, he'd all off and go to swinging, fighting, you know. And so whatever a man is, I got on his mind, if he'd like to do it and didn't have the courage, when he gets to drinking, he'll do it. You know, if he'll make improper, uncomplimentary remarks to the different opposite sex or somewhere, he'll do it. I mean, he gets bold with it, you know, and I don't know why.